Welcome to Beautiful Feet Tidbits. So, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. Proverbs 27:17 says this: as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. This verse kind of came to me today as I was just kind of thumbing through how things have been going right now at my work. Let me kind of give you some backstory. We got off of Christmas break about 3 weeks ago. And from the moment we got back from Christmas break, I was sat down with like the principal and the dean and basically the supportive staff and the administration because they saw that I was having some struggles. And so they wanted to lend me a helping hand. Now, in years previous, the last 3 years of teaching, like anytime you got called to the principal's office, like it never ended out well. And so I was nervous and I had all these thoughts going through my mind. Over the last few weeks, they've been helping me out, giving me tips, giving me clues, giving me strategies, just different things that I could use. And to my surprise, I've actually been using them. You know, again, before I would say, I already know how to do it. I know it. God really spoke to me in these last few weeks. And this is where this verse comes from. As iron sharpens iron, and so one man sharpens another. I started to realize these people were in my life for one purpose. That purpose was basically this. They are there to help me. They are there to make sure that I develop as a teacher so that I could help these students develop as students. So when they come out next year, they know what they're doing, they know what they need, and they keep moving forward. The administration and the helping staff at my school are doing the same thing. They're working tirelessly to make sure that we have everything that we need. You see, thoughts that go in my mind are you in a time in your life where people around you are challenging you? Or maybe they're challenging what you believe. Well, in this time, you have to really think, like, do you wonder why these people are in your life and why they are being so influential on your life and what you are doing? Here's what God's been showing me over the last 2 weeks or so. God places people in our lives to sharpen our skills. Too often, we push those people away. We push away the people who try to make us better, who try to keep us building our strength. But we need to work with those people. We need to work really hard to see the people in our lives as opportunities to learn from them. They have an expertise that we don't. It doesn't matter what field you're in, what line of work that you work in, that's the honest truth. We can't hide ourselves from the community because community helps us to develop our faith and sharpen those skills. It develops our faith on a spiritual level. It sharpens our skills on a professional level or a personal level. Just like these administrators and these people at this job are helping me to become a better teacher, I can then take those skills and make students better students. I can transform their lives as they are transforming mine. That's really how teaching works. Now I'm left with these thoughts. Who's in your life that can speak into your life and help you develop your faith and help you sharpen your skills? Who are those people? Is it a father? Is it a pastor? Is it a mother, a brother, a sister, an aunt, an uncle? Maybe it's a cousin. Maybe it's a friend of yours. Maybe it's somebody who you look up to at work. Latch onto those people. Learn from them. But do not be afraid to listen to their criticisms. Do not be afraid to learn from them. I'm also left with this question. Who do you have in your life that you can speak into and help them develop? Again, it could be a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a cousin, an aunt, an uncle. a best friend, or somebody at work? That's the question. Are you allowing yourself to be in a community where somebody can sharpen your skills, make you better, and in turn, you can make them better or somebody else? That's what I've been learning over the last couple weeks. School, business, work, wherever you are surrounded by a community. That community has people in it that could help you. Church is a great place to get that help. I pray you guys received this message. I pray you had a great day. Thank you for listening. This has been a beautiful feat tidbit.